This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Republican Congressman Chris Collins has pleaded not guilty to charges of securities fraud and lying to the FBI. Allegations are that he improperly passed on to family members information that he got as an investor in and a board member of a publicly traded Australian pharmaceutical company. So there's that. But there is also this: sitting members of Congress trading stocks and sitting on corporate boards. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more on congressional investing do's and don'ts.
It's illegal for top government officials to trade stocks in industries they regulate or could influence, at least in the executive branch. But in Congress?
There are essentially no rules about stock trading activity for members of Congress, other than the fact that insider trading is now illegal.
And Craig Holman, government affairs lobbyist for Public Citizen, says that's only recently.
It's unbelievable. But prior to 2012, the law against insider trading that applies to you and I and Martha Stewart did not apply to members of Congress.
Then Holman says a 60 Minutes investigation embarrassed Congress into passing the STOCK Act, which stands for Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge. Lawmakers can still actively trade stock, even in companies overseen by their committees or affected by legislation before Congress. Law professor Donna Nagy at Indiana University says the thinking behind that
is that disclosure coupled with the electoral check from one's constituents is adequate protection.
Nagy doesn't buy that line of thinking. She says members of Congress should be banned from owning stock in or serving on the boards of publicly traded companies. Rules too stringent might discourage people from running for office, cautions Sheila Krumholz with the Center for Responsive Politics.
We don't want to make it so punitive that members of Congress are unable to invest, like most Americans.
Some research has shown those investments tend to outperform the overall market, suggesting that lawmakers are great stock pickers, or maybe they know something you and I don't. But any change in the law would have to come from Congress itself. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.